updated blog on Tabas.
What about it?
I put a new one up today, just now.
What is that one about?
It's about Tabas.
What does it say?
So we got 140,000 page views on Friday's blog about Tabas leaving the show, and about 1,400 comments on BlackAmericaWeb.com, and I don't know, thousands and tens of thousands of emails. Most of them, I'd say 25. I can't count all these. You know, I'd say 25% of them are saying, "Oh, please, Tabas, don't quit the show." Another 25% are saying, "Yeah, go ahead, forget you, Tabas." And then the other 50% are people who want his job. First number to cash call is 5. So what was your reaction over the weekend?
Who you done to me?
Sybil and Jay.
Tabas moved on.
That was
your reaction?
That was the reaction that I got from people, yeah.
No, the reaction that you got, player, not yours.
Yeah.
Reaction.
Tabas moved on. That he moved on. He moved on to something better, which is what people do all the time.
Okay.
I didn't get a lot of, a lot of the misunderstanding was of people who did not hear the show or you know, heard from somebody who heard from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once the story came out, then it was, you know, well, he's had a good long run, and, you know, wish him luck is what I got.
That's sad. That is sad.
What's sad?
That is sad to me.
That Tabas left?
Yeah.
Why is that sad?
Well, because, I mean, we started this thing. Tabas and I started this thing 12 years ago, and with the sole purpose of making issues that affect African Americans important in a presidential campaign. And nothing has changed in 12 years. He has, and I have, always wanted presidential candidates to
address
issues that affect us. We got together in 1996 at the White House.
No, you got together here.
No, we got together at the White House. It was 1996.
Okay.
And we were at the White House, invited by Ron Brown and Al Gore to talk about the Clinton's run for a second term. And they invited all people from black media. And they promised then that they were going to address issues that affect African Americans, jobs, health, all the things that we talk about every day early in the campaign. And that's when I met Tabas. He had a book out. The book was a compilation of commentaries that he was doing in Los Angeles called The Smiley Minute.
It was called The Smiley Report, and he had the book. You and Tabas, the book, he came to the show.
Yeah, he came to the show.
Talk about the book.
He came to the show after that meeting. I said, man, I want to get with you. I said, I've always wanted to encourage people to go vote, and I've never been able to do it, you know, like I'd like to. And I had this idea to get a Lexus, drive it around, and have people register to vote for it. And that was the beginning of this whole thing with the covenant. Then move forward to 3 years ago. Tabas called and he said, it was 2005, and Tabas said, in 2008 for the presidential election, I'm going to do a book called The Covenant of Black America, where I want presidential candidates to react to or address the issues that are of concern to black people. Jobs, education, health, injustice, the whole thing. So he's been focused to that point up to now, and you know he's been true to that.
Well, what do you mean up? What do you mean up to now?
Well, the whole thing, all of Tabitha's commentaries that have been perceived as hate to Barack Obama, have been about holding these presidential candidates accountable to black issues. Talking to black people, Barack Obama happened to be the leader, and so that's exactly what I'm saying.
But you think? Are you saying that his work towards black kids going to college, towards the Covenant, his views towards Barack Obama, his views towards his foundations are going to stop because he doesn't work here?
No.
Well,
you're missing the point again.
No, it's like Tavis moved on. That's the thing. That's the butt of the whole thing. He got another job. He's got a better offer. He still continues to work. He's still going to be Tavis. He just moved on from this company. And it kind of sounds like we're supposed to be sitting around being sad because Tavis left. I'm glad that he moved on to something better that he thinks better for himself.
All right, well, good for you, Jay.
Congratulations.
All right.
I don't hear that from you, though.
No, you don't hear that from me.
It's like we had a death in the family.
Oh, I did.
Why?
I just told you why.
But that I don't understand that, Tom. We've been here almost 12 years. There's plenty of guys who get up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and make comments, the same comments that Tavis makes. Why are we sitting around being sad because Tavis left? We've lost a lot of people on this show, and we moved on.
But it's not about comments. It's about a mission. It's about a focus.
The mission goes on.
If the mission does still go on,
I don't understand.
And your mission, more importantly, he whose name is in the jingle's mission goes on.
Yeah. My mission does go on. And I would be just as sad, Jay, if you left.
I would be sad if I left too. There'd be another fat, funny black guy sitting right here the next day making everybody laugh, which is what the show probably needs from somebody else, and we move on. I don't understand.
But your mission. Shut up and listen for a minute, Jay.
Why you got to tell me to shut up?
All right, we'll cut your microphone off. Okay,
we'll cut it off.
All right, cut it off.
It doesn't make sense.
Just go home today, then. Just go home. Take this.
We could have a discussion without this.
Okay.
Going home is not going to settle it.
All right. Well, my comments on BlackAmericaWeb.com. And if you want to put your comments on BlackAmericaWeb.com, Jay or anybody else who disagrees with me or Tavis or agrees with me or Tavis, put it on BlackAmericaWeb.com. All right? And that's how I feel.